Amen. I'm going to be reading scripture from Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, the verses 1 through 14. This is the holy word of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So far from the holy word of God. Dr. Van Vliet asked me to read this portion of scripture for us in preparation for the words he wishes to speak to us in reflecting upon the riches of the doctrines of God's glorious grace expressed to us in the canons of Dort, summarizing these teachings of Scripture, all to the praise of God's glorious grace. Before I introduce this hymn, I want to say a few other words, because I'm going to introduce the offering, and I'm going to introduce the speaker, and then I'm going to introduce this hymn, so that once we have sung this hymn together, Brother Van Vliet and myself can exchange places and he can continue without further announcement. With regard to the offering, first of all, he'll announce the collection of it once he's completed his speech, but I wanted to take this opportunity to encourage you in your giving. The offering is for the defraying of the expenses for this evening. There are a number of expenses in terms of bringing everybody together, renting this large facility and all of that, that costs quite a bit. But we also want to be able to have monies left over that we can contribute to the ministry of Streetlight Ministries. And we pray that the Lord would continue to richly bless that work here in downtown Hamilton. It is my privilege to introduce to you our speaker for this evening. He is Dr. Jason Van Vliet. He is professor of dogmatics and principal at the Canadian Reformed Theological Seminary, where he has served for a number of years. He knows the number, I don't. He's been there for a number of years, serving faithfully. Those of you who know him, who have heard him preach and speak, know that he is a man of clarity, a man who is able to speak plainly and helpfully, and to explain perhaps even somewhat difficult topics at times, but in ways very applicable. In ways very helpful for us, and we're looking forward to that as well this evening. Dr. Van Vliet was ordained into the ministry of the Word and Sacraments in 1996 as a pastor of the Vineyard Canadian Reformed Church in Lincoln. And that's where we first met, as I was serving in the Jordan congregation at that time. And we were in the beginning days, in those days of our coming to know each other as United Reformed, which would become United Reformed, and Canadian Reformed Churches. And we're thankful, as we look back, for the blessings we have experienced in the growth in love and communion the Lord has enabled us to enjoy. Dr. Van Vliet and his wife Janet have 7 children. We praise God for his continued blessing and kindness in their household. And we do look forward when we're finished singing this song, to his coming to speak to us. This song that's before us is probably new to almost everybody here this evening. It is entitled Hallelujah. And in keeping with the theme of the preservation, the perseverance of the saints in the canons of Dort, these words are based on Romans 8 and the blessing that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Hallelujah. And these words have been written by the late Dr. Reverend James Boyce of the 10th Presbyterian Church in Philadelphia, and the music by the music director of that congregation, Paul S. Jones. So try to follow along in the words, and as we asked Dr. Tucson to play this through for us, it's quite a simple tune to learn, and it has a punch at the end in terms of our confidence. Nothing, hallelujah. So he'll play it through, and then we'll stand together and sing the 4 stanzas.